Maybe this is the word that I've been given for today. Just in lieu, you know, of, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit just moves in different ways that we don't expect, and it's not always about how we program things. I think program is the biggest dampener of us saying, okay, so we're sticking to a fixed program. But what if the Spirit wants to move and the program gets in the way of that? And we have to be obedient and we have to be surrendering before the Lord. And hear what He has to say, and not what our understanding is, but to understand what the Lord is saying to us as a church. So let's start with Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 2. All right. I love the way this verse starts.
What do you say again?
Nehemiah 4.
Nehemiah
4. And verse 2. Would you like to read that, Gabriel? Once you found it. Thank you.
Nehemiah 4.
Verse 2. That's fine. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Brilliant. What sticks out to me is, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore it for themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Huh?
I'm telling you, just describe that.
Burnt stones. Now, about 2 or 3 years ago, I preached a message on Nehemiah, and I did a series on it. I don't know if you remember it. Probably not. Maybe you do. But Nehemiah saw what many others walked past, and that was walls that were broken, stones that were burnt, and gates that were charred and useless. And that brings me to the question, is what do we see when we walk through our neighborhoods or our communities? Do we see the single mother struggling to provide? Do we see the addict on the street corner? Do we see the angry and bitter teenager? Do we see the homes broken by violence or poverty? These are the burnt stones of our generation. The enemy may have tried to reduce lives to rubble, but I want to declare today that God is in the business of rebuilding burnt stones. If we look around, we will see it, these burnt stones. Families fractured by divorce or abuse, children growing up without fathers, generations trapped in cycles of poverty, communities scarred by violence, addiction, and despair. And like Nehemiah's Jerusalem, the walls are broken down, the gates are burned, and the people are living in defeat. The obvious step here, the first step to rebuilding, is to open our eyes. We can't rebuild what we refuse to see. We can't heal what we choose to ignore. Nehemiah 1 and verse 4 says, "When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven." Where are the people who will weep over their community again? Where are the ones who will mourn the brokenness and cry out to God? You see, the plan of the enemy is clear: to burn the stones or damage lives, to scatter the stones in dividing families, churches, and communities, to convince us that we are far too gone to be rebuilt. In Nehemiah 4, verse 2, the enemy mocks, says, "Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burned as they are?" And that same voice speaks today. "Oh, that family can't be restored. Oh, that addict will never be free. Oh, that community will never change." But the devil is a liar. The stones may be burnt, but they are not beyond God's power to restore. Isaiah 58 and verse 12 says, "Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings." I read that again. "Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. God's heart is to revive, to restore, and to rebuild. Nehemiah didn't see the burnt stones and just walk away, but he saw burnt stones and he got to work. Why? Because he knew the God of restoration. Psalm 147 verse 3 tells us, "He heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds." God's plan has always been to find the burnt stones, to gather them back together again, to set them in place again, to restore what the enemy has tried to erase. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work here in our town. Where we see rubble, God sees a revival site. Where we see burnt stones, God sees a building material for His glory. So what does it mean to be a Nehemiah generation? God is calling us to be like Nehemiah. Intercessors, Nehemiah prayed before he built. Inspectors, Nehemiah assessed the damage honestly. Initiators, Nehemiah didn't wait for someone else. He said, "Let's rise up and build." Includers, Nehemiah rallied families, priests, workers. Everybody had a role. God isn't just calling pastors or leaders to rebuild. He's calling His whole body. And your hands are needed. Your prayers are needed. Your faith is needed. Nehemiah 2, verse 17, he says, "Come, let us rebuild the wall, that we may no longer be in disgrace." So how do we rebuild the burnt stones around us? Firstly, we pray. Before Nehemiah picked up a tool, he got on his knees. Revival begins in the prayer room. Secondly, we serve with compassion. The stones weren't rebuilding. The stones we are rebuilding are people. To love the addict, to feed the hungry, to mentor the fatherless. And thirdly, we stand against the mockery. The enemy will mock the work. Don't be discouraged. Don't stop building. Fourthly, we work together. Nehemiah's wall went up because everyone did their part. This is a community mission. Will you say this with me? Let's declare this together. The burnt stones will be rebuilt. The broken families will be restored. The lost will be found. The wounded will be healed. The gates will set back in place. The enemy will be silenced. Isaiah 61 verse 4 says, "They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations." Do you know how I see this? I see the walls rising again. I see our streets filled with praise. I see burnt stones shining as testimonies of God's mercy. I see the outcast brought in. I see revival in the rubble. But the work begins now. It's time for us to see the burnt stones. It's time for us to weep over Micklefield. It's time for us to rise and build. You just pray this with me. Lord, today we bring you the burnt stones of Micklefield. The broken lives, the hurting families, the devastated communities. And Lord, we bring you our own burnt places. And we say, Lord, use us to rebuild. Strengthen our hands. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, let us see Micklefield. Lord, let Micklefield see your glory. As you restore what the enemy has tried to destroy. In Jesus' name. And now let's declare this as I finish. We are builders of broken walls. We are restorers of burnt stones. We are carriers of revival. Micklefield will see the glory of God. Amen.